Lift your hands high. Giving yourself for us.
Yeah.
put your hearts out.
Eternity, love, and time. I am happy. Jesus over your life, over your family, over your brothers, your sisters, your loved ones, over our nation, over our land, over our territory. Plead it, Lord. It was then I received the sound, and now I am happy all the way. Thank you, Master. Let tonight be a defining moment for somebody. Let tonight be a turnaround. Let the blood speak for us, speak for our nation, speak for our generation.
My faith, I
just maintain 1 minute quietness because we shall be speaking. We need his power more than just ordinary talk. We need his atmosphere. Luke chapter 3. Came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Look at it again. The heaven was opened. Right, go on. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice which came from heaven, which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. I want to speak very, very quickly on the subject, open heavens through prayer. Open heavens through prayer. Our objective is to understand the power of prayer to open the heavens. A second objective will be to understand the implication of an open heaven. The impact of prayer is practically unquantifiable in the life of the child of God. You look at people like Abraham and Jacob. If you remember Jacob's experience at Bethel, where he laid down and angels were ascending and descending. And you remember Jacob's experience at Peniel, where he wrestled with God at the place of prayer. You can see the impact of prayer on the life of people like Abraham, like Jacob, like Moses, fasted 40 days twice, was in the presence of the Lord to receive the tablets of the Ten Commandments. The life of Elijah. Elijah was prayer personified. The life of the Apostle Paul, who said in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, that is to pray always, praying always. All right, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit. Who also said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, pray without ceasing. Who also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. You see Abraham, you see Jacob, you see Moses, Elijah, in fact, Jeremiah, the prophet of old, and Daniel, who was a rigid prayer warrior. According to Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10, where Daniel rigidly prayed 3 times a day without breaking his schedule, and then Paul the apostle. And now, we are looking at the life of our master, Jesus Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters, there is a limit to what a child of God can become or achieve in the hands of God without a solid life of prayer. Say that again. There is a limit to what a child of God can achieve or become in the hands of God without a solid life of prayer. There is a limit. There is a limit. If Abraham became anything by prayer, you remember Abraham stood before the Lord in Genesis chapter 19 verse 27. You remember Jacob was praying in Bethel in Genesis chapter 18 from verse 12 down. And then Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24 to 28. And then you are talking about people like Moses, who said God should blot his name out of the book of life if he will not forgive the children of Israel. Somewhere in Exodus chapter 32 and in verse 32. And you are talking about a man like Moses, like Elijah. Before God, whom I stand, he said, there shall be no rain, there shall be no dew in this land, except by my word. And you are talking of people like Paul the Apostle who prayed restlessly. And then our Master Jesus, even for him to be baptized, he needed to pray. Then what can we achieve without the life of prayer? Will you lift up your right hand and pray in the spirit for 15 seconds? Zetoko bagadaga lagaradash. Leke ziga lota parata siga. Lebaranagazadi yaloparatis. Leperida gosenima galaya taratasa. Lete sugi barataza. Le perita sunimagashta limera gayalala. Le perete sika lana gayadashta. In Jesus' precious name. It happened in Bible days. It happened in history. A man by the name John Knox in Scotland, he prayed to God and said, "Give me Scotland or I die." He prayed until Scottish people ran to his door to knock and say they want to give their life to Christ. There was a wicked queen in Scotland at that time. Was that Queen Mary or Queen Victoria, one of the two, who said, "I fear the prayer of John Knox more than the army of Scotland put together." And by the force of this man's prayer, the evil, corrupt regime of that queen was terminated. Talk about the man called John Calvin. In Switzerland, in Geneva, he made demands on God in his days, and God answered him. Tonight, I am speaking to someone here. God is about to use you to change something. He's about to change something in your personal life, in your family, and in your generation. What is the impact of prayer? That is what we are dealing with tonight. And the impact of prayer, first and foremost, is prayer is doorway to open heavens. It's doorway to open heavens. As he prayed, the heaven was opened. The heaven was opened. Matthew gave a little bit more. All right. Luke gave a detail that Matthew did not give. And Matthew gave a detail that Luke did not give. Luke showed us that while everybody was praying, was being baptized, there was a difference between Jesus' baptism and the baptism of the others. The others just went into the water like that. But Jesus prayed before he entered the water. And Jesus being baptized and praying, that was what made the difference. The heaven was open. But Matthew gives a specificity about that opening of the heaven. In Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 16. There's something that Matthew said. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway. And we know that Jesus was baptized only once. So they are talking about the same event, but reporting different perspectives. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, not just that the heavens were opened generally, but that the heavens were opened unto him. It wasn't up unto everybody that was at the baptism. It was unto him in particular. What is the meaning of that to you? Take note of three things before we go on. First of all, the heaven always opens over the head of the one who prays. The heavens will always open over the head of the one who prays. Second, it is possible for the heavens to be open over one, but not open over another in the same vicinity. It is possible for the heaven to be open over one person and not over another person in the same vicinity. They were all together, but the heavens were open over him. The fact that they all came to the place of the baptism showed that they were spiritual enough. But it was not unto all of them that the heaven was opened. Many of us have tried by coming to church. We love God. We want God. But sadly, like everybody at the baptism, and only one person had an open heaven, it's possible to go to do spiritual activity for donkey years under a closed heaven. That will not be your portion. It is possible for heaven to be open over one person and not over another person in the same vicinity. That's why you hear people say, but we are in the same church. We are hearing the same message. The question is, are we doing the same thing? Others were baptized. Jesus was baptized. He prayed. Look at this third point. Spiritual activity is only impactful to the extent of the prayer investment into it. Spiritual activity is only impactful to the extent of the investment into it. If Jesus had only entered the water, he would have come out of the water, and the only thing he gained from the water was that he was wet, he was soaked. In fact, I'm going to come to that at the end of this message. That the things we do in life, the impact of it is directly proportional to the intensity of prayer investment. Proportional to the prayer investment. Hallelujah. I see somebody's prayer life waking up. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. What is the implication of open heavens? Prayer opens the heavens. And the open heaven means what? Open heaven does what? Number one, open heavens ushers in the rain from heaven and the flood in the earth. It ushers in the rain from heaven and the flood in the earth. Genesis chapter 7 verse 11. The Bible said, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken open and the windows of heaven were open. And what followed next? The next, there was a flood and there was a rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. When you know how to pray, you know how to open the heavens. And when you know how to open the heavens, you know how to walk in the rain. Prayer men and women are mobile revival, revival in motion. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? When you walk under open heavens, you function inside the rain. You function inside the rain. You are a mobile irrigator. You are revival in motion. Everywhere you step, the rain saturates because you arrive with an open heaven. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? You arrived with an open heaven. You step into a family, you arrive with an open heaven. You step into a workplace, you arrive with an open heaven. You step into a relationship, you arrive with an open heaven. And that open heaven opens the rain over your life. That is why, you know, there are people when you come around them, everything is so dry. And there are people when you come around them, everything is so soft, so easy. The ground around them is soft. It's a function of open heavens that has made the rain to fall. Open heavens ushers in rain from heaven and flood. When we talk about flood, we are talking about revival. Number two, opens heaven, ushers in angelic and celestial traffic. Angelic and celestial traffic. When the heaven is open, there is a traffic of angels. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, Mashoko Bagadagalaga. Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. Ay, 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 ay. John chapter 1, verse 51. Jesus said, from now forward, you shall see the heavens open. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. When a man carries an open heaven, he walks in the company of angels. When a woman carries an open heaven, he moves with a traffic of angels. Am I speaking to somebody here? Anywhere a person with an open heaven steps, angels traffic. Angels traffic, angels traffic, angels traffic. Angelic presence and angelic activity is very high around a man or woman who carries an open heaven. You see, when you come around a person and you feel a very heavy presence, that presence is the presence of God alongside the presence of heavenly beings, the host of God that are with him. And you know that angels are there for different functions, and I am not going to be preaching on the subject of angels tonight. For defense and preservation and protection and supplies and for diverse things. I don't know about you, but I want a traffic of angels. Mashagalaga yaga dagalaya. Leparata saka dagalaga yaga dagalaya. I heard a story from Kenneth Hagin many years ago. A notorious criminal normally was hiding in a dark place of town. A very dark corner of town where people pass. And he will attack people, women, attack men, attack people. One day he was arrested. And people who had passed that road were called to identify him. One young lady said, yes. Yes, he's the one. I passed him by. I saw him. He is the one. And the man said, yes, I saw her when she passed. So the question is, why didn't you attack her like you attacked others? And the criminal said, but she was not alone. Daughter of God, Zion. She said, two giants were beside her. One on one side, one on the other side. Surely goodness and mercy shall accompany me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But she was not alone. The reason why the witches are looking for you is because they see that you are alone. But after tonight, they will see you are not alone. Little writer say, I am not alone. I cannot be alone. I move with the traffic of angels by the reason of an open heaven. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Open heavens. Ushers in angelic and celestial traffic. You know that was the secret of prayer men in scripture. Daniel was filled with angels. Were everywhere around Daniel. Angels were everywhere around Elijah. Number three, open heavens ushers in supernatural supplies. Supplies that cannot be accounted for. When heavens are open, your life is open to favor. The earth is open for you. Destiny opens up. Psalm 78, verse 23 to 24. He said, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven and he rained down manna. He opened the heavens and gave manna upon the earth, upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. It said, the Lord your God, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hands, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. A man of prayer, a person of prayer, is a person of supernatural supplies. You are such a person where it is impossible for people to dictate your supplies, to determine your supplies, to assume your supplies. But hear me, when it comes to supernatural supplies, there is another thing that works to open the heaven. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 to 11, he said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. If a person is not a covenant practitioner, if you fast from now till tomorrow, it's like fasting on a field that you have not sown corn in the earth and you are expecting it to germinate. It will never happen. Fasting, praying, and any other spiritual exercise is a desperate waste of effort where the basic law of seed time harvest in scripture is not followed. So please bear that in mind. It is after you have done what is expected of you concerning this matter, then your prayer life forces the host of darkness to release their grip on your harvest, to release their grip on your supply, to cause you to receive what is yours. Open heavens ushers in supernatural supplies. Number four, open heavens ushers in visions, directions, and revelations. It ushers in visions, directions, and revelations. A man of prayer, a woman of prayer, a person of prayer is a person of open heavens. And a person of open heavens is a person of open eyes and open ears. Am I communicating? It's a person of open eyes and open ears. Is a person, and if you say, I have been praying, but my eyes are not open, my ears are not open, I don't hear anything, I don't see anything, I don't know anything, then that power will be broken tonight. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1, he said, it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Keba, that the heavens were open and I saw visions of God. The heavens are open. You will see visions of God. You will see revelations of God. You will see that you will receive directions from God. You will receive inspiration from God. You will receive insight into scripture. When we say revelation, there is revelations of the spirit and revelations of the word. They both flow with open heavens. Am I communicating? Where we read just now in Luke chapter 3, I think that was verse 21. The heaven was open, verse 22. And the Holy Ghost descended in a body shape, which means they saw it. They saw, as the heaven opened, they saw something. And as the heaven opened, they heard a voice. As the heaven opened, they saw something. As the heaven opened, they heard a voice. In Acts chapter 10 verse 11, Peter had an open heaven encounter, and he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great sheet meet at the four corners and led down to the earth. He saw heaven open and the vessel came down. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1, he said, he had it. John the Beloved said, after this I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice. When the heaven opens, there is vision, there is voice. The first voice I heard was talking to me like the voice of a trumpet. Open heaven. In Acts chapter 7 verse 56, when Stephen was being stoned, and he said, behold, I see the heavens open. And what else did I see? I saw the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. When heavens open, there is something to see, something to hear. I prophesy today, every spirit of blindness and deafness upon your life is arrested right now. As you shift levels in prayer, I prophesy increased spiritual sensitivity, increased hearing, increased seeing, increased knowing, increased revelation. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. As you pray and as you fast, you trust God to speak and to reveal. But if he hasn't spoken where you can hear or shown a vision where you can see, go into the scripture. He will talk to you from there. He will talk to you from there. What are you saying to me? Maybe you get a verse. And I tell people, I said, whatever God speaks to you out of scripture, 100% of the times is 100% accurate. Even though the devil could quote scriptures at times. But I've seen people who are struggling to hear God and see things outside the world and want to make it mandatory daily. I must see something today. I must see something. That kind of thing opens you up to strange spirits. Am I communicating? I'm saying this to give you a balance. I knew of a young man in our university days who was so busy about it, seeing vision and hearing things and seeing vision. One day, he came and said an angel visited him and took blood from his external jugular vein. Angel took blood from external jugular vein. The vein, this big vein here, where they cut it, the man is gone. Angel took blood. That sounds to me like a demon, not an angel. Love vampire. The long story made short, the young man derailed. This is over 2 decades or more now. I don't know of his Christian testimony. Went to the realm where he said that an angel is now writing on the wall and they are interpreting the writing. All manner of strange things. Am I coming? I'm just giving a balance. So that in case you haven't seen as clearly as you want or heard as clearly as you want, dive into the word. Out of that word, light will come. Revelation will come. And whatever God speaks to you from the word is not less than what you saw in the vision. People think that the spectacular is equal to the supernatural. It's never less than what you saw or heard from the world. To me, what came out of the world weighs heavier. But having said all of that, I prophesy to somebody today, every spirit of deafness, every spirit of dumbness spiritually is hereby arrested. The things you need to know, the things you need to see, the things you need to hear. Some of you lost your revelation gifts, capacity to see things, hear things, and so on. I prophesy a restoration tonight. Take your seat. Time is up. Let me try and see if we can round up. Round off now. Open heavens. It ushers the realm of visions, revelations. and directions.
The most important thing is that when a man is prayerful, it's easier for God to talk to him. When a woman is prayerful, when you are worded, it is easier for God to talk to you. Very, very important. Finally, number 7, open heavens ushers in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the heavens was open, and the Spirit descended on him. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. Prayer opens the heaven, and the open heaven releases upon you the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Men of prayer are therefore men of the Spirit. Women of prayer are women of the Spirit. You can't be prayer positive and Spirit negative. No. No. You can't be. And what is the assignment? What, when we say a person has, is a man or a woman of the Spirit, what exactly? Now, if you look at John chapter 15, verse 26, Makoja Galagaredis, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. So, his name is Comforter. And the Greek word comforter is the word parakletos. P-A-R-A-K-L-E-T-O-S. And I'm saying that to you for a purpose. It's the Greek word parakletos. Now, Greek words have compound meanings. One word can have seven different meanings. That's how this word is. So to understand, when you are a man of prayer, a woman of prayer, you have the privilege of the ministry of the Holy Ghost, and the parakletos means what? One, intercessor. So when you are a man of prayer, you attract the ministry of the Holy Spirit that further helps you to pray. It's like a perpetual motion machine. Your prayer life is increasing your prayer life. Your prayer fire is increasing your prayer fire. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. And he said, and the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what to pray, but he helps our infirmities. So you pray, the heavens open, the Spirit comes, and the Spirit assists you to pray better. So it means intercessor. Second, it means standby, like a standby generator. I stand by you. I am available for emergencies. I am around for any necessity. Third, it means strengthener. So you don't end as a weakling. People look at you and they are surprised. What is the secret of this man's strength? What is the secret of this woman's strength? You remember in area one, I used to jump down from the altar. I can still do it, but my wife says, it's okay. He said, somebody said, when I used to do like that, their heart is in their mouth. At times I feel so fireful, I feel like, you have unbeatable strength. That was the kind of thing that Samson had. The people looked at his physical body and they saw his exploits. He didn't match. Don't be carried away by the muscular pictures of Samson they show us. If he had muscle, they wouldn't ask him. You see a slender man carry a gate with one hand. And he's climbing up a hill 40 miles. And he carried the jawbone of an ass and killed 1,000 people. He knocked their head to death. What is the secret of your strength? The Bible says, the Spirit rose mightily upon Samson. And he tore a lion like a kid. Was that not Judges chapter 15 and verse 4 thereabout? He tore a lion like he would tear a baby goat by the agency of the Spirit. Someone say a loud amen. You need that strength. You are too young for hypertension. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? 14 verse 6. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. That was the secret of his strength. He tore it. You need the spirit of might. You need energy to fulfill destiny. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? You cannot be weak and feeble and sick at a young age. Somebody say a loud amen. Your eyes need to be healed. Moses was 120 years old. His natural force was not abated. His eye was not dim. Your knees need to be healed of arthritis. Your back need to be healed of cervical spondylosis. Am I communicating at all? When you know what it means to pray, you connect with an open heaven. And when the open heaven happens for you, you receive the ministry of the intercessor, the ministry of the standby, and the ministry of the strengthener. Take your seat. So prayer increases your kakrakarity. It means strengthener. It means advocate. The one who pleads your case before the Father. The one who explains your prayers in ways you couldn't have explained it. Lord, it is time to marry. He's now pleading your case in words you cannot explain yourself. Advocate. Makes prayer meaningful. Number five, the word means helper in seasons of helplessness. Where help is needed. Helper. Number six, consoler. That is where you have a comforter, consoler. How are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be who say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But you alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. He said, keep going, daughter, keep going, son. They are angry and yet they haven't seen anything yet. Just keep on going, just keep on moving, just keep on moving, just keep on moving, just keep on moving. It's not your fight, it's my fight. Keep on moving. Ay, 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 ay. I speak to everyone discouraged here tonight. Everyone discouraged here tonight. The ministry of the Holy Spirit to console and to comfort shall be efficacious in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and listen. You alone are the shade all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone
all the strength of my life. In you I'm satisfied.
I speak to you again. Help has come your way. He is your intercessor, your standby, your strengthener, your advocate, your helper, your consoler, finally, counselor, advisor. This is the way to go. This is the step to take. This is the move to make. That person is not a real friend. Ignore what they are saying. That business is not a real one. Don't put your money there. Counselor, advisor. Wow. Isn't that exciting to have an open heaven? Isn't that exciting to have a prayer life that will lead you to an open heaven? That will finally lead you to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I have three counsels and we are through tonight.
In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the lift all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life.
In you I'm satisfied.
Number one, accept personal responsibility for your prayer life. Accept it. Prayer must become a matter of personal adventure. Personal responsibility. Jesus was praying at the place of baptism, whether or not anybody else was praying. Whether or not anybody else felt there was a need to pray. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo said many years ago that life is a product of personal adventure. You must accept personal responsibility for your prayer life. Prayer must become a matter of personal adventure. Meaning, never allow your prayer life to revolve around the actions or inactions of people. Actions or inactions of others. Never allow. When it is 21 days fasting and prayer, you don't beg anybody to fast or pray. When it is 7 days midday fast, 7 days, you don't beg people. It is when people are to do things on their own that is an issue. I pity those who always say, my wife is praying for me. My mother is praying for me. I pity them. Oh, my pastor is doing a good work. Pray for me. No. You can anybody breathe for you? Can anybody go to the toilet for you? As one as me and my wife are now. I stopped preaching. I wrote her a note. Please, I am pressed. I need to go to use the restroom. Please go on my behalf. Is it possible? No matter how you love anybody, can you eat their food? See, I've eaten on your behalf. No need to eat. Yes, you want to kill the man. Is there any old man in your village that they say this man has eaten enough? He's 120 years now. No need for him to eat again. Except they want him to, they have planned for him to die. See, you must take this matter as a personal rest. The prayer anybody is praying for you only came to sharpen your own prayer life.
only came to fire your own prayer life. Only came to amplify and multiply the effect of your own prayer life. Please accept personal responsibility. And before you sleep tonight, if I am not asking for too much, don't do anything less than 1 hour. Can be before midnight, it can be after midnight. That was what Jesus did. If you look at people, what they are doing or what they are not doing, you can't have a future. I told you a story before. My wife and I. We met a man. He came to us. I think we were on a fasting. Was it 21 days fasting in January? One of those kind of fast. I think he asked whether we are fasting. Or what? I don't know how he got to know. The church is on a program, or we are on a program or something. How many days? Say 21 days. Say what? 20 what? He's a pastor. A big one with a big title. He said, what? 21 days? You don't like to hear what he said. You don't want to hear his comment. But I will say it since he said it. 21 days, like how? Now him killed Jesus. He said he can never do more than 3 days. There are different kinds of people. When they say multitude follow Jesus, multitude means multiplied attitudes. Multiple attitudes. Attitudes that are plenty, they follow. And that guy is nowhere. I mean, nothing. So if you follow what people say, feel, think, or do, it can kill your own prayer life. It can kill your devotion to God. It can kill your passion for God. It can kill what you are meant to do. That is why you must accept. Somebody may say, I have not done anything serious and yet I'm seeing results. It's on his own. Only God knows the result he's seeing. Only God knows whatever result a person claims to be seeing. But you have a separate destiny. You have a separate future. And you may be probably fighting a different demon. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and just pray in the spirit for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Masha Gada Gala Yada Baya. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat 1 minute. Because of how much our time has gone, I'll rush and mention the next 2 points. Accept personal responsibility for your prayer life. Number two, determine to maintain an unashamed, unapologetic prayer life. Unashamed, unapologetic. When I mean by unashamed and unapologetic, I am saying determined to maintain a prayer life that you are not ashamed of. Determined to maintain a prayer life you are not apologizing about. Don't apologize for being spiritual. That was how Jesus did it. Everybody else was on their own and he was there, he was praying. It doesn't matter what you feel about me. It doesn't matter what you think. You may think I have lost my mind. You may think I am a fanatic. You may think I am anything, but that you are entitled to your opinion. That was how Daniel did it in Daniel chapter 6. When they said nobody should pray anymore in verse 10, Daniel prayed without apology. That is how to get results. When you come to the point where the opinion of men don't matter to you, then the opinion of God will begin to matter in your life. When you come to that point where the opinion of people don't matter anymore, then you are at the point where the opinion of God will matter in your life. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 30b, he said, those who honor him, honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Mark chapter 8 verse 38, he said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father. Lord, I'm not going to be ashamed of you. When we're in the university, when we're growing or following the Lord, some people look at us, do you want to carry church on your head? Yes. Not just that I want, I have already carried it. Hallelujah. See what the carriage of church on head, see where it has brought us. And we are still on the journey. We have not even arrived anywhere. Am I communicating at all? Now, I am not saying that when you go home tonight, you should put horn speaker and blast in tongues till morning so that the neighbors cannot sleep. If they come to church to report you, I will tell them that is not what I told you. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Neither do you sit in your office that you are paid salary to work, and then you pray from the beginning of the office till evening, and you say, Pastor, say I should not apologize. That is not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. When I was in the medical school, I must pray between 1 hour to 3 hours, between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. before the first class, every day. And my bunk mates will never know I'm in prayer. My lip was moving, but it wasn't audible. At the most, and when fire is inside, it's more explosive. You see, because of the setting, I had to devise a means of exploding. If I needed more explosion, I would step out of the room and just look for the vicinity and then bagalagalaga baradayash. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? But by all means, it must be done. But I did it in such a way that nobody will complain that I disturbed their sleep or I made life miserable for them. You see, they said when the hunter started shooting without missing, then the bird started flying without perching. You have to devise survival strategy at all times in all moods. I can be in the aircraft and be tonguing without the person near me hearing. For the next 1 hour, for the next 2 hours, for the next 3 hours. Am I communicating at all? Is it making sense to you? There are times I'll just put my hand in. Well, they say in COVID they shouldn't touch the mouth or anything, but I'll just stick something in and then my mouth is moving right inside there. Tongue is moving, but it's not making a sound. If God can hear my thought, he can hear a soundless prayer. The Bible said Hannah, her lip moved, but her voice wasn't audible. And God heard it. You can move into such realms. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask and even think. And imagine. So he can answer your asking and answer your thinking. How much more your quiet praying. But when you get the chance to bolt out, blast. Release all the fire that you couldn't release because of people. Somebody stand and release some fire. Release some fire.
Release on fire. Mahashadaya. Release on fire. In the name of Jesus, while we remain standing, let me give you the third point. Those that are standing at the place of prayer, you can write your own when you go back to your seat. Somebody will give you the note. Maintain an unashamed. That is, if you want to see this open heaven, thirdly, determine to make a very solid prayer investment into every worthwhile venture of life. Very solid prayer investment into every worthwhile venture of life. Anything that is worth it, rub it with prayer. Bet it with prayer. Jesus, everybody was entering normal baptism. Jesus went into it like war. One of the very, very heavy, massive vessels of God in this generation was coming to our church many years ago. And I knew the impact of the man. I saw his ministry. I saw everything. Maybe I'll mention name later. It may not be the one you are thinking. I told my wife, I said, this man will pass through this altar and he cannot just pass like that. That was in area one. I determined not to drink water or anything for 72 hours. I entered the meeting desperate. That is, someone came to preach, to minister to people, and you wanted to be the first partaker. I wasn't planning to just arrange meeting. It was for me like war. Restless, day, night, until the day of the meeting. Until I stepped into the meeting. And it dropped. Let me say this to you. Anything that is worth it, bet it in prayer. You are planning to marry. Is it going to be a marriage that is worth it? Bet it in prayer. You are stepping into a business, an endeavor, a kind of business. Is it a business that is going to be worth it? Then bet it in prayer. Even when I was to step into the university, I didn't, me and God entered an agreement with prayer, brutal. Lord, I'm going to be a minister on the campus, not just a student. Because I won't be the first medical doctor, I won't be the last. People have been doctors before, so there's nothing special about going to read medicine. What is very special is that I must pass through that campus like a volcano. And many years later, when a student came to me, he said, I am going to the university. What advice do you have for me? I said, pass through that place like a tornado. And I agreed with God. I said, I'm going to preach very brutal. Inside buses, in front of hostels, everywhere. What I want you to do for me is to just ensure I don't fail exam. I will read, not that I will depend on prayer to pass exam. It was a deal sealed. I kept my part. God kept his part. You go to that place and ask the devil on that campus, he will tell you. I met a medical doctor today, a consultant physician, who said that during a conference that they came,
in the campus days, her life was revolutionized. She says she can remember the details of that conference till today. And when she came into Abuja straight, she said, I have to look for the church that changed my life as a student. If he's a pediatrician in America now, we spoke some time ago, and it's reminding me of the conference we held in Ilorin about 28 years ago or so. I can't remember now, or more. In the Day of His Power was the title. His life was revolutionized beyond recognition. Till today, it followed him into his practice. So, 90, that's right. Yes, that's right. That's exactly 30 years, right? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Listen to me. So anything that is worth it, don't enter it carelessly. You are a student about to go to school. Don't just go to school carelessly. Agree with God. Determine what should be the outcome of that schooling. You are about to step into a career, a military career, or an academic career. Whatever it is. That was what Jesus did. He didn't just enter baptism and come out from water. That was what he did. I can't enter this water and come. Okay. How many of the people being baptized, did you hear that heaven opened and dove came on them? Dove is comable, but it determines how prepared you are. Am I communicating at all? Don't just jump into a vehicle. They say there is trip, you jump. To where are you going? It's a new day. It's a new day. The last time you operated carelessly shall be the last. The grace to be calculated, the grace to be strategic, receive it right now. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and speak to God. Speak to God. Appreciate Him for His word to you this evening. Receive a fresh baptism of the mantle of prayer. A fresh baptism of the grace to pray. Receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
on open heaven,
for my life,
for my family,
open heaven,
over the church,
over this church,
over Dunamis.
Open heaven
over our nation.
Father,
open heaven.
Open heaven
that will usher in
the reign of revival.
Open heaven
that will usher in
and multiply
the ministry of angels.
Open heaven
of supernatural
supplies.
Open heaven
of visions
and revelation.
Open heaven
of the ministry
of the Holy Spirit.
Father,
I make demands
on open heavens
now
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus,
the Lord has answered in Jesus' name. Lift your hands high. While we're in this mood, pick up your Bibles and your bags. Bibles. You need Jesus in your life. You want to be forgiven. The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God cannot hear me. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly come forward. You are backsliding. Maybe sin destroyed your prayer life. You can no longer pray. You struggle to pray. You struggle to study the Bible. Struggle to come to church. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly come forward here. Don't be the last to come. Be the first. God bless you. We are waiting.
Keep coming. Three.
After me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. Jesus' name. Our officers are going to talk with you. They will let you know what to do to be established in the Lord. Please comply with them and they will let you know in the name of Jesus. You have your communion, lift it up.
Like never before. Oh, mercy. And worship is whole.
Lift it up. See after me, say, Father, I partake. You know, last Wednesday we studied Jesus at the mountain of transfiguration. Do you remember? Today we studied him again. Last week we said, Lord, I drink his prayer life. The same today. Whatever made him, he is the Son of God. He didn't need to pray. If you had to look at it like that. But he couldn't do without prayer. If the Son of God needed to pray, how much more? We are also sons of God. He is the begotten Son of God. We are adopted according to Scripture. We are adopted into the beloved according to Scripture. Now, lift it up and say, Lord Jesus, through this communion, I receive life. We are joint heirs with him. He begot us by the incorruptible blood, but he first adopted us into his family, and then according to Paul the Apostle, but if Jesus that coexisted with the Father from eternity past needed to pray, we that were born in sin and came along the line, we need to pray more. The same grace that flowed in him to pray, receive it. Say after me, say, Father, tonight I receive through the blood and the body of Jesus the grace to pray. I receive the grace of prayer, the spirit of intercession. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Pray in the spirit 1 minute and then take it. Thank you.
Open it now and pray prayerfully. Take it with prayers. I receive that very life, that very strength. And as you take that communion right now, every affliction from hell, every deposit from hell, everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is flushed out right now. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is flushed out right now. Every deposit from the pit of hell is flushed out right now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, receive health, receive life. I take authority over pneumonia conditions. I take authority over ulcer conditions. I take authority over malarious conditions. I take authority over every condition of infirmity, every condition of disease. Your tenure expired.
In the name of Jesus.